Good afternoon. A lot of clouds and overall dampness and generally unsettled weather across the region today as a disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere along with the surface front continue to push through interior New York and New England. The result will be scattered rain showers, some snow showers across the higher terrain, and maybe even some graupel, which would be small sleet pellets that would come down in this environment, that being milder air at the surface and colder air aloft, creating instability. Either way, temperatures will only reach the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs on average as the wind picks up out of the west behind the cold front that will be passing through. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, still running the risk at a few rain or snow showers, especially across the higher terrain, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s to around 30. Another disturbance will shear off to our south tomorrow. This will leave us with mostly cloudy skies and the chance for a few rain or snow showers, particularly across the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. High temperatures will be in the lower 40s, and even where we see more sunshine north of I-90 and closer to the Canadian border, highs will remain close to 40 degrees. On Wednesday, high pressure will build in, and everyone will enjoy a good amount of sunshine, but it will remain much cooler than average, with highs again only in the lower 40s. By Thursday, we'll watch the system evolve out of the middle of the country and head through the Great Lakes. On this track, a developing southwesterly wind flow will help push temperatures up into the lower 50s at least, though with the warm front sliding by, it stands to reason we'll generate a bunch of clouds and maybe even a few rain showers on Thursday. The cold front will sweep through on Friday, again with the risk for rain showers, but not before highs reach to about 50 degrees. Behind this system, it remains to be seen how strong a wave of low pressure will be along the trailing front. Strong enough means we'll have the risk of some light snow into Saturday morning, otherwise blustery and cold with scattered snow showers, with temperatures on Saturday dipping back into the lower 40s. We'll rebound back to the mid-40s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from southeast Mississippi to southwest Georgia and the Florida Panhandle. Surface dew points will climb into the lower 60s by this afternoon as temperatures warm into the 70s and lower 80s. This will aid in modest destabilization to the south of a weakening cold front. Convergence along the front will be weak, as will forcing for ascent. However, a few storms could develop near the cold front with the heating of the day and on the fringes of stronger mid-level northwesterly wind flow. These storms could produce severe hail and damaging wind gusts. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 102 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 9 below zero at Big Black River, Maine, and also at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with a few showers in the lower 50s, Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, rain, snow showers, and very breezy with highs near 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 86, set in 1986, and the record low, 7, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:19 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. A few rain or snow showers tonight with lows near 30. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the middle 40s. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with snow and rain showers south of I-90, more sunshine to the north, lower 40s. Mostly sunny, lower 40s Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder Thursday, lower 50s with a chance for rain showers. Another chance for showers Friday near 50. Rain and snow showers on Saturday in the lower to mid 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday with highs again in the middle 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.